Hey, dude, guess what tonight?
What?
Pool party, my house, 8 o'clock.
Welcome to Pool Party Radio. This is your number one Austin Powers podcast in all of New Detroit. I'm your host, Shelley Koalas, and with me today are two very special guests, Poster Blowout and Jason Razorblabes Frizzcast. How's it going today, guys?
It's going good. Thanks for having us on your show.
Yeah, baby. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Austin Powers, chat.
Yeah, it's today's the All Austin Powers episode of my show, Pool Party Radio. I am, of course, Shelley Koalas, as mentioned earlier. It's so great to have you guys here. I've been wanting to get you guys on my show for literally years now. This is a big get for me.
Yeah, I know. Like, your secretary has been emailing us a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Susan does a great job for me. She's constantly at work tracking down those solid guests. Leonard, formerly of Wyoming, I think, is going to be on next week.
Oh, nice.
So stay tuned for that. We're going to have Jesus chat next week.
Yeah, I hear that he's gotten, like, pretty religious.
Yeah, he's way into the Jesus now.
Well, living in Wyoming will do that for you.
That'll happen. Anyways, in an unprecedented move for my show, Pool Party Radio, I'd like to hand the reins over to Poster Blowout.
And, oh, nice.
Yeah. Poster, please, it's your show.
Well, thank you. This will be interesting. I need the
I'm
practice.
I'm honored to be here.
Oh. Do you want to take the reins too, Frisbee?
Well, I mean, I can, like, show up maybe for a couple shows and see how it goes.
Sure, sure. Polite clapping for both of you. Oh, and I also want to wish both of you a very, very Jon Bon Jovi today. A very Jon Bon Jovi to both of you.
Right back at you.
Presented. Yeah, this is amazing. What a show already.
Wow, we're really off to a great start.
And speaking of polite clapping, we're doing the show way too early in the day for me to have remembered many things about doing a show. But pretend that when you introduced yourself, I played the polite clapping, because this is a nice show where people play polite clapping when other people come on.
Okay.
A show
Thank
for
you
nice
very day. Much for the polite clapping. It's well deserved, I think.
I think so, too. So how are you, gentlemen? How are your weeks going? Polite clapping to you all.
Oh, polite clapping to you. It's going okay. It's been a long week, but not a bad one. What about you? What have you been up to? I hear birds chirping from one of you guys. So.
Oh, that's me. Let me close my...
No, it sounds nice. It's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so, I'll let it roll then.
How are things in the Bay Area today?
Oh, my God. It's like 75 degrees outside. It's a beautiful day. I'm going to go into a dark, stinky room and play death metal after we're done with the show.
That's what you do on beautiful days.
Yeah. It's how I the sunlight burns my skin really easily because I live in a crypt.
Nice.
And I wear prosthetic elf ears and nose.
Nice.
It's this weird dungeon-y thing I have set up. And so, yeah, I like to stay out of the sunlight and, you know, I whip my slaves. I play guitar. It's a chill life. You were here. You came and visited me, Frisbee.
Yeah, I was honored to sleep among the slave hordes that you got.
Yeah, we had a great time.
Yeah.
Do you guys know anybody who identifies as an elf IRL?
Sexually
or just otherwise? I guess just in any way.
I personally sexually identify as a dark elf.
Yeah.
Well, nice.
Yeah, that's obvious because you like to live underground. You have a weird blue tint to your skin.
Uh-huh.
You have two daggers on you at all times.
That's true. I have a fuck style I call the dungeon synth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's one of the better ones.
Yeah. I have a finishing move I call the tombstone, much like the Undertaker.
That's a good one.
Is that what it's called? Does he have a move called the Tombstone? I was just debating this with somebody right before I got on this call.
The Christian name is the Tombstone Piledriver. Oh, if you wanted to address it and invite its fool. Yeah.
That's a much better name for a fuck style.
Yeah. And actually, the way it's performed, the last thing that his opponent sees before passing out is his groin. So
how it's, fitting.
It's the most fitting, yeah.
Yeah. That's a, yeah, that's actually how the fuck style is performed. It's the classic. I'm sure you're both familiar with the pile driver position.
Mm-hmm.
You both watch porn. The lady is on kind of her shoulders on the ground, and then you insert from above, sort of.
Yeah,
it makes your peen go in at a really weird angle.
Yeah.
The tombstone pile driver, that's you're fornicating in the classic pile driver position, but then you pull a tombstone from behind the bed and hit her over the head with it, and that's how you finish.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And then you lovingly say, "Rest in peace."
Mm-hmm.
Just like the Undertaker would.
Yep. And then you fall asleep spooning.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
After another successful session of lovemaking.
I'm not going to king shame this at all. This is good. It's a golden.
We truly did it, guys. We truly did it.
You really did it. We've finally described all the fuck styles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's my other post-coital catchphrase.
We truly did it.
We truly did it.
I like that.
Amazing. Yeah. I remember we did an episode like really early on where what was it? Like emotional quotient test to figure out which D&D character you were.
Oh, yeah. That was on like episode 7 or something.
We should probably do that again to see which D&D character we sexually identify as.
That's
because I don't
call.
Think I know. I would assume it's a druid. Like a hermit or something like that. But what about you, Parker? What is your best guess?
Well, the easy answer is to say rogue, because rogues do it from behind. That's on t-shirts and stuff. I've seen that around. But I think I sexually identify as a ranger because I like to be outside and I like to talk to animals.
Like to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Animals.
I'm definitely a paladin.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Healing hands.
Yeah, healing hands.
You like to lay on hands, and you carry a huge hammer with you.
Right, and I really like to finger blast.
Mm-hmm.
That fuck style is called healing hands. I like to start with the healing hands and then go straight to the tombstone pile driver.
It's quite a shift. That's like going from 1 to 4.
Yeah,
I like that style. I like your style, man.
Yeah. I like your fuck styles, Frisbee.
It's a gentle touch. What about you, Parker? What was your week like? How have you been?
It's been pretty normal, to be honest with you. I don't even think a single thing happened.
Nothing?
Nope.
Did you just wake up from a week-long sleep?
Yeah, kind of. I tried to watch the Ridley Scott movie Exodus of Gods and Kings. So
it
put me right to sleep. I've been asleep for 7 days.
Are you either of you aware of this Taboo thing he's doing, the miniseries for FX? It's him and Tom Hardy and a couple other folks.
Sabu. He's doing a miniseries about the homicidal, genocidal, suicidal guy.
Yeah, it's just like an hour of a guy in hammer pants running towards the ropes and trying to jump off a chair and slipping and failing.
I would watch that show.
and people still hiring him on. Like that guy, I love that guy, but he needs to really consider hanging it up soon.
That sounds like compelling television.
It is platinum TV.
Yeah.
So, platinum falling on your ass TV.
Yeah. That Egypt movie, that's the one that's like starring all white people as Egyptian people, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 300 in a desert because what's his face is in it again? This is Sparta guy?
Oh,
no, he's not in it.
Gerard Butler? No.
Am I thinking of a different one where it's all white people that should not be white people?
Yeah, that's the new one that's coming out this weekend, The Gods of Egypt.
That's what I thought you had seen just now, Exodus, Gods, and whatever.
Oh, no. Exodus, Gods, and whatever is the Ridley Scott movie that came out like a year ago that's also about Egyptians that's all white people. It's the dude from The Gift and like Christian Bale and Sigourney Weaver and stuff.
All
those white people, you'd think they're shooting for some Oscars or something. Am I right, guys?
Maybe. I hear that.
Hey, those Oscars, they're so white.
I just heard about this other one. Yeah,
go ahead.
This
go ahead.
Taboo show on FX. I just heard about this. It's a miniseries. No one's heard about this?
I've never heard about this.
No idea what you're talking about.
Tom Hardy on television. It's going to be weird. It's like a British and American crossover thing with very few details other than that. What? It was on Instagram. They did a promotion of it yesterday.
Well, it sounds...
Oh, well, if it's on Instagram.
Right? It was on the internet, so obviously.
Okay.
I wish the more things from Instagram would become miniseries for TV shows. Specifically, the picture of Corey and Dean Cameron together that I saw last night.
Oh, yeah. I missed that event last night. God damn it.
That's sad for you. They played some pretty good ones.
Yeah, yeah. And Dean Cameron was really excited about it. I saw... I don't know if you guys know this, but me and Dean Cameron are friends on Facebook.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, he was posting all sorts of pictures of like him, like from the stage, like taking pictures of the audience. And he was just like, just gushing about how stoked he was that so many people came out and saw his movies. And he seemed very excited about it. I'm sure he was just, he was mostly just stoked that Corey was there. Cause I know he's a big fan of Corey.
Yeah, he was like Vining and Instagramming this Dean Cameron videos last night of people cheering for his movies. And I definitely got the impression, like, I love Dean Cameron. I think he's great. But I got the impression that, like, maybe in the real world, people don't really like Dean Cameron or like something like this. Because, the like, you know, he seemed very excited by the idea that anyone remembered or liked any of his movies. He was just like, oh, my, this is the craziest shit in the world.
Yeah, yeah, that's... That's my thinking for anybody who's that bowled over by something. It's like, it's great that they get to experience such an overwhelming reception, for sure. But it's like specifically that crowd of really a California-based viewing audience who have all, you know, descended on this one theater to be like, oh, yeah, Dean Cameron movies like Ski School and the other ones. See, like, I can only name that one.
Summer School. He was in all the school movies.
And he was in the TV show about the twin aliens who could feel each other's physical things, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the
sure.
one.
Yeah, that's it.
That was a good show.
What was it called? Outer Space Twins?
It's called like Space Dudes or some bullshit like that.
It was the X-Files, right?
X-Files.
Space Buddies. It was called Space Buddies.
X-File Buddies.
Yeah, it was starring a bunch of puppies and Dean Cameron that could feel each other's emotions or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Tomax and Zaymot from G.I. Joe. Huh? Deep cuts?
That's a really deep cut.
Yeah.
I don't know about those guys.
That's right. It's such a deep cut, you're not even getting my reference. That's my goal on my show here with you guys.
It turns out I've been a G.I. Joe pose dog this whole time.
Bam.
I didn't know.
That's why they call me the poser exposer.
You really let people have it.
Hey, you know what? Little side note, after we get off the air, I don't want the public knowing about this, but I have two more fuck styles I'm gonna teach you guys after the show. I have one called the Dean Cameron and another one called the lack of diversity at the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But these are ones I don't want. These are special for you guys. I don't want these getting out to the public.
Do these include props? Because I don't know if I can spend that much money on this.
Oh, a lot of props.
All right. Well, this I'll see
is,
what I can do.
It's like this is like a full Carrot Top production.
Yeah.
In the bedroom.
First, you roll out a chest, and then you ask people if they've been keeping up with the news.
Yeah, there's like a rubber chicken with a rear view mirror on it. It'll all make sense later.
Great.
Speaking of things that will make sense, we have an MVPP coming up. But before that, I think that we should introduce our new producer. It's been a long time in the making. It's been a long time since we've had a producer.
It's been a long time since I've used my 9.
That is also true. Please don't shoot our producer, if you would.
Okay.
Last week, when I was in New York visiting Tom Chiasano, our general manager, I came across some DNA at Action Burger, and I used it to create a new producer. Mr. Frisbee, would you like to talk to this producer and ask him who he is?
I guess. Who are you, new producer?
Hey, it's me, the producer.
So we got.
Oh, excellent. We really, all right, guys, this is golden. We might actually get some more hits and listens.
Yeah, it'll be very exciting to have a producer who can like post the episodes for us, work at the Newstron, things like this.
Yeah, beautiful. How do you feel about being the new producer for this show?
There's no need to explain.
All right.
So.
And that's what a good producer does. He keeps his mouth shut and spins the knobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
He agrees with me.
I like this. Yeah, I like this already.
Yeah, I think it'll work out pretty well. So he'll chime in a little bit. We can't talk to him too much. I still got to learn the buttons, but he's a cool guy.
He's learning the buttons is what you mean.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. He,
because he's here with us in this room.
Where
we're recording this show live in person
together.
With each other. Yeah.
Right. Right.
As friends.
Does this mean that we actually own show segments now, or is that still up in the air?
Sure. Yeah.
Great.
good to know.
So TV Hostage, Snacks Chat, all that stuff is ours. This is good.
Yeah. Well, I think we already own TV Hostage.
I mean, we created these things. There's no question about it now.
We definitely own Mark Fredo.
Yes.
We can all agree on that.
That's true. That was part of Mark Fredo's will, is that we would own him, his leftover body parts, at the end of Star Trek Part 3. We can shoot them into whatever planet we want.
Yeah, that reference.
Wait, what are you making, deep cut G.I. Joe references, and you don't understand the main thing that happened in Star Trek?
Easy, Darth nerd.
Ooh, man.
Well...
I don't understand your fucking Star Trek references. I'm sorry.
Well, you got
I started at TNG, and I'm not aware of any backstory before that.
Well, that's reasonable, I suppose. You're a young man.
That's true.
Let's get into these MVPPs and MVPPs. Shelby, since it's your show, would you like to start with one of your MVPPs, whichever one you deem appropriate?
Yeah, of course. I did so much preparation for this segment. Thank you for starting off with me.
Okay, Frisbee, since it's your show, would you like to start?
Go ahead.
Well, yeah, our most valuable pool partier is for my first choice, for my choice, because we only get one choice of these. My most valuable pool partier this week is a friend of the show and friend in real life. We haven't had him on for a while, though. Phil Estes. He just released a book called High Life. On Horse Less Press. That's three words, Horse Less Press. And yeah, he's a published author now.
And, is the book about Miller High Life, the beer?
It is certainly inspired by that, but it's not mentioned by name.
Okay.
And the front cover of it looks like those old Memorex VHS tapes. It's that same triangle design with the hypercolors on it. A great late 80s graphics, if you would.
Yeah, it definitely looks like he made it on, he saved the cover onto a floppy disk, and then that's how he had to give it to the publisher. It's got that cool look to it.
It looks very good.
What's the book about? I'm sorry, just generally.
It's a book of poems inspired by let me read the back of it for you. As written by Johannes Göransson. This is the back spiel of it. I'm on dead songbird patrol. Phil Estes' poems start out as slacker jokes, but then they go wrong. Sometimes they go so wrong that they become frightening and politically charged, or become beautiful meditations on art, or do both at the same time. Mm-hmm has never sounded as prophetic and poetic as in these snippets from a scary, funny middle America. Let's call them the Mallarmé of the strip mall.
That sounds good lame.
Stuff. You sound lame.
Boo to this man.
Yeah, boo on Shelby Cobras.
Polite clapping for Shelby Cobras.
Producer, do you agree with Shelby that this sounds lame?
I disagree.
Oh, no John Bon Jovi's for you, producer.
Well.
Yeah, he published a book. Which one of us has done that? This is...
Yeah.
Producer, have you ever published a book?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no shit. What was it called?
Yeah, baby.
And right back to Austin Powers chat.
Yeah, baby is one of my favorite books, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I like Phil. I don't like poetry, but I like Phil. So this is a cool thing. I'm into it, even though Shelby Cobras is a hater.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. Poetry is kind of for sissies, but you do you, you know?
This is a guy who is basically Podcast Town's number one jock, who is only out to...
I will fucking fight you. I will fight you, Frisbee.
Yeah, bring it on, Darth Nerd.
You ever call me a jock again, I will punch your face.
That'll really show
like
him
a true jock. Yeah.
I can't believe this. All right, we got to realize everybody's getting upset here.
I know, I'm heated. I'm getting really upset about it.
I didn't expect to get heated so fast.
Yeah, we're all heated. I've had my coffee. I'm ready to fight.
All yeah. Right.
I'm having to like sit on the other side of this coffee table for I'm looking him, Shelby Cobra's dead in his fucking eye sockets.
Hiding behind your big microphone with your strong politics.
These are huge microphones, and I think it's the only thing keeping us apart right now.
Yeah, well, that and the producer. He's holding you guys back. He's very strong. He's right between you guys, making sure no one comes to fisticuffs here.
Whew. All right, just let me cool off. Hold on.
All right, yeah, you just relax.
Let me just Let's perform.
What about you, Parker? Who's your MVPP?
My MVPP, the pool partier, is a dude whose name I forget. Hold on, I got it in my phone. His name is Lancer Chi, although maybe that name is wrong. Maybe it got auto-corrected in my phone. He's like a guy from like San Jose or some shit. He's like a politician, but he introduced a bill in California, Shelby Cobras. Maybe you'll be especially interested in this, that will eliminate daylight savings time forever, creating a better world for all of us because that shit is stupid as fuck. Nobody's a farmer anymore. Nobody needs pretend extra time in their lives. Nobody needs to set their goddamn clocks back anymore. And, so this guy's the number one, pool partier. Because he just wants time to be real. Time's a flat circle. He realizes that. You can't go around saying, oh, now it's going to be a little bit less, and now it's going to be a little bit more, and we're really going to fuck up your night. And on the day that you set your clock back, you get one less hour of sleep and one less hour of drinking at the bar, and then you got to set it forward, and you're losing sleep. This guy's going to fix everything. So this guy's the number one cool guy. What do you guys think about daylight savings time? And if California abolishes it, will you move here, Frisbee?
I mean, no. I can't move really anywhere at the time. It would be nice to experience California again, but no. I think what will probably win over this bill is the fact that The Martian will probably sweep the white Oscars coming up, and people are going to be like, hey, what's The Martian? And when they watch it, they're going to learn what souls are. And they'll be like, oh, maybe it's like that then. Maybe we could just switch time. And then they'll watch True Detective, and like you say, realize that time's a flat circle and start reevaluating how they think about time. But realistically, no, I don't think this is going to go anywhere.
I actually watched The Martian. I don't watch a lot of movies, but it did teach me what souls are, SOLs, but it also taught me what a soul is, SOUL.
Mm. Yeah, I wish you'd lean into that a bit more.
Nope, not gonna.
Okay. It really taught us what it's like to be human. You know, it's called The Martian, but the irony, the beauty, and the genius of that title is that it's really about humanity. Am I right, guys?
Yeah, it left me wondering, who are the real Martians?
That's what I was wondering the whole time.
Mm-hmm. It left me wondering, who are the real Matt Damons?
Mm-hmm. It left me wondering, why is there so much goddamn disco in this movie? They're really running this joke into the fucking ground. He doesn't like disco, and that's the only music he has. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, it was an okay movie, but definitely comedy of the year.
Yeah.
A great comedy.
Yeah, the number one comedy about the guy struggling to keep his humanity and not die.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an all right movie, though. I like that movie.
So,
but
yeah.
This guy you mentioned.
Lancer Chi.
Flutes of the Chi. He's trying to change time.
Yeah.
So there's no daylight savings time. What kind of warps my perspective on this is that I kind of like that there's daylight during these daylight savings times. That's the issue. So what's the benefit to not doing this?
You don't have to go crazy remembering to set your clocks back. Ruining your whole life remembering what day. Oh my god, is it today that I have to lose the sleep? Is it next week? Oh my god.
My life is ruined. My iPhone totally doesn't just change the time for me. This is really a huge inconvenience.
What about in your car? I know you got to set that manually. I know it's probably wrong right now because of these goddamn daylight savings
times. It actually was for about 3 months.
Yeah, see? That's a huge, huge, huge deal.
It would tremendously, tremendously inconvenience me.
It does tremendously inconvenience people.
Yeah. I see you, Lancer Chi. I respect your Chi energy. Fucking get money. Get legislature. I'm totally down for it. It is stupid. Like changing times all the time is a totally stupid thing. There's no reason for it.
Now you're seeing reason. Now you're the voice of reason.
Lancer Chi is a champion for linear dimensionality.
I agree. I think that it's a real fake thing to do. It's like a real poser thing to do, to be like, oh, to pretend like we have more daylight in the day. We're going to, you know, set these clocks a weird way.
Yep. Lancer Chi is a chill dude. He sounds really cool, but I'll still fight him. If he calls me a jock, I will fight him. I'm only 45 minutes away from San Jose. I'm looking at you, Lancer Chi. I'm coming for you, Lancer, motherfucker.
I'll check his Twitter. I'll check. Maybe there's some fine print. You know how like they throw the fine print in these bills that they introduce? They'll be like, oh, I want to get rid of daylight savings time. But then at the bottom, it says in fine print, and also get $100 million to install a new stop sign.
Yeah, and then finer print, it's like, also Shelby Cobras is a bitch.
Yeah, I will have to peruse that.
How cool would that be if they actually passed legislature in California proclaiming me a bitch officially through state law?
I think any state laws that are that specific or deserve like some attention and like admiration. Like, well, shit, they actually wrote this person's name in.
They fucking snuck it in there, those motherfuckers.
it was tacked on. It was amended after it passed the floor.
Yeah.
This person's name is Lancer Chi, though. Like, I'm trying to find this person. I can't find him.
You know,
like C-H-E-E?
That's what I was thinking.
My autocorrect has it as C-H-I. I am sure if you just Google California, you know, daylight savings time, he'll pop up. I'm pretty sure my autocorrect fucked up his name. But he's out there. He's on the internet. I'm following him on Twitter now.
You sure it's not Richard Chi, the guy that sings in that band Lounge Against the Machine?
It might be that guy.
That sounds right.
He did say that one of the reasons he wanted to get rid of daylight savings time is because he's down with the sickness.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Hey. Sorry. Is it Canson Chu?
I think it's Canson Chu. There we go. Good work.
San Jose, right?
Yep. Nailed it.
Canson Chu is
you nailed it so hard in this segment, Parker.
Hey, man, his name doesn't matter, only his heroic deeds, all right?
Yeah.
We don't remember Robin Hood's real Christian name. We just remember the good he did, all right?
Uh-huh.
So you relax.
Sorry.
So what was the guy's real name? Fucking
Canson Chu.
Canson Chu.
Cancer dude?
Cancer dude, yep.
It's Cancer Boy all grown up from Brain Candy.
Oh, yeah.
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 He made it.
Canson Chu.
He really made it.
Cancer.
He did. Canson. He's still called Cancer Dude. It's kind of harsh.
It is a harsh name, but.
Well, every day's a gift.
Yeah. I just want to say what's up to Canson Chu. He's my new favorite Californian. Do you guys want to give a shout out to your favorite Californians?
Whoa, dude. I thought I was your favorite Californian.
Well, he's my new favorite. You're my old favorite.
Wow. All right, cool.
You're still you can have two favorites, one of them being new and one of them being old. That's fine.
Well, no, categorically, the word favorite, that means there can be only one. It's like you know, that movie where they chop each other's heads off and there can be only one. What's that movie?
The Martian.
Schindler's List, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
That's it.
Huell Hauser, maybe? Or the avocado-eating dog. Those are my no offense to all the IRL still around California bros, but that avocado eating dog really ate those avocados.
Yeah,
right.
You stole my pick, man. I was going to go with the avocado eating dog too.
Yeah, he is amazing.
Does Old Cat live in California?
I don't know where the fuck that cat's from. That I tried researching this Old Cat a bit more recently because it's only been like 5 years since I could not stop laughing hysterically whenever I saw it, or when I could, rather. So I can actually look at the picture now and stifle my giggles. So, yeah, I tried looking up more information about where this comes from. I'm like, surely some Wikipedia entry is existing about this cat, or like on, what is it, an Encyclopedia Dramatica or some garbage. But no one knows where this came from. It's just been passed around a bit, this 20years.com old cat. So I can't figure out where it's from. It's going to haunt me for the rest of my days.
Well, as implied by the name Old Cat, I think Old Cat has just been around since before the dawn of time. I think Old Cat created time.
Could be. Yeah, I'm done with that.
And the only person who has been able to alter the flow of linear time is Cancer Dude.
Yeah, Cancer Dude versus Old Kit.
Yep.
On the next
a battle for the ages.
A battle of the Time Lords.
Yeah.
I thought that I could get a grasp on Old Cat and like look at him and not giggle, and it was going well for a while. But then my favorite Californian, Chuck, sent a picture of Old Cat that's like pretty funny.
How many fucking favorite Californians do you have?
Well, what's there, like 7 million people in this state?
Yeah, so you have, that means you have 7 million favorites?
Well, another thing to know about Parker is that he doesn't see time like most people. He also doesn't see superlatives like most people. Like, also, he has so many favorites. Socialist.
Well, there is that.
Bernie Sanders voting motherfucker. I would punch you in the face too, Parker Bowman.
Hey, I'm just feeling the burn.
If it weren't for these big-ass microphones.
Hey, I'm hiding behind it.
Yeah.
Producer, do you want to give a shout-out to your favorite Californian?
Thanks, Kevin Moss. We see you.
That's not correct. all right.
Well, Kevin's in California sometimes, so that kind of works.
Yeah. He's an honorary Californian.
Would you like to try again, producer?
Crazy Legs Eric, what's up, buddy?
All right.
That's actually a guy from California.
Yeah, Santa Cruz is still in California, right?
Yep, we see Santa Cruz.
Get money.
Who's next? Shelby, you got a pool party?
You bet I do.
Who is?
I've been waiting all week to share this one on the show.
I can tell.
Been biting my nails, waiting for the chance. You know what? You know who my pool partier of the fucking week is?
Who's that?
My favorite number one goofy pal, Corey Sklar. Give it up for Corey Sklar.
Polite clapping.
Polite
clapping, everyone.
There's some polite clapping.
Because you know what he did? Remember what he did this week, you guys? We all saw it. That motherfucker got published in Rolling Stone magazine.
That's true. I did see that.
Yeah. Way to get, dude. Get money, Corey Sklar.
Way
He's
to get
famous
money.
Now. Yeah, I think the Illogical Contraption radio show, I think that's it for us.
Yeah. One guy's achievement.
Yeah.
Entire crowd.
Yeah. He did it. He truly did it. And we didn't do it. We truly didn't do it. But yeah, great job, Corey Sklar. I don't know how that happened. I talked to him like the day before this article about John, what's his name? Taffer. That's it. Yeah. He was talking about it the day before it came out, and he didn't mention it was in fucking Rolling Stone. He was like, yeah, I interviewed John Taffer. And then the next day it's in fucking Rolling Stone magazine. I was like, what the fuck? You didn't tell me this was going to be in Rolling Stone. Damn.
Did you pick up a copy of the magazine?
No, I think it was only on the like rollingstone.com. I don't think it was even actually published like in the magazine, or if it's going to be published in the magazine. So never mind. I take it back. Corey Sklar, you fucking suck. Anyone can put shit on rollingstone.com. I think it's probably like Wikipedia. He probably didn't even have to like submit it to anyone. He's just like open source, like added it to their website.
Nice blog post.
Yeah. Blog post?
Yeah, it came out wrong. I meant to say blog post, but
I know what you meant.
Thinking Haas. And I was like, fuck it.
I think that's a cool new way to say blog post, though, because like blogs are so passe that I think it needs a new word anyway. So blog post is pretty good.
More
like blog past.
I'm willing to admit I fucked up saying that, but yeah, let's try this also.
I think it's good.
Way to Wikipedia edit rollingstone.com, Corey Sklar. Don't get money. Kill yourself.
Yeah.
It was a good article, though. Like, by all means, I read that and found it entertaining. I didn't know that guy did like a bunch of music shit beforehand.
Yeah, he actually did some cool stuff before he was like a reality TV show dork.
I wonder what causes like that transfer to be like, you know what, I'm done with this. I want to review bars instead.
Yeah, who knows? The world's a crazy place.
Mm-hmm. All right, so most vile party pooper is next. I found out that I actually look like, not even a, I wouldn't say this person's like upper echelon celebrity. This is like History Channel celebrity. You guys watch the show Vikings?
Nope.
I didn't. Vikings are cool though, kinda. I mean, they got big swords. That's really all I know about them. So my opinion is based on nothing.
Yeah. Well,
am I wrong about that? Is that
no? Sorry, is that what you're trying to tell me? I'm looking up I'm looking up something here. I'm going to send you guys this link and get your opinion on it. So have your phones ready, okay?
All right. My phones are ready. I got the producer here is readying all of our phones.
All right. Here's a picture. It's going to both of you in that group chat we had.
I'm the producer.
Yeah.
he's just letting us know he's here to help.
Does this person look like me?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Yeah, 100%.
That's this is a character in the History Channel show Vikings called Athelstan. It's A-T-H-E-L-S-T-A-N.
Athelstan?
And it was just Athelstan. Not Appleman, but Athelstan. And a person approached me this week and was like, have you ever seen this show? Do you know the character? I'm like, no, I don't. And they're like, you really look like this character. And I'm like, I've heard that before. I've heard so many like stretches on people I look like. And it's like, no, I don't look like that person at all. I saw this and I was disturbed because I was like, I don't remember wearing that shit. I didn't do this. What the fuck is this? So here's another one that I'm going to share over our text messages. And this one's even more distressing because that one's as pale as me. So that's creepy.
Oh my, in this new picture, he's wearing a shirt that says my right to choose. It's uncanny.
I know, isn't that weird? Vikings had that foresight.
He's punching a woman too.
part is not like me.
He's fighting for equality.
But this is this freaked me the fuck out. So no offense to this actor or anything, but yeah, I don't like having this doppelganger shit actually be a pretty close fit for this once. Have you guys ever had this happen to you where you look like somebody and you're kind of freaked the fuck out because you actually look like that, or you agree with the opinion that they look like you?
I don't know. I get it a lot. Like, I get a lot of the times, like, hey, you look like a guy, but it's usually just because, like, I have a beard and I'm chubby. Like, that's usually the only thing that's similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's like one of those two things. People will be like, hey, you look like the ZZ Top guy. Or it's like, hey, you look like, you know, Kevin Smith. It's like, all right, I'm chubby and I got a beard. Just leave me the fuck alone. I got it.
I wish I got a picture of that guy from 2 weeks ago who I claimed looked like you because, hot damn, he looked a lot like you. He's just shorter.
Oh, yeah. There's this guy in some band called, like, the Buffalo Killers that legit looks like me. Although he's a chubby guy with a beard, so I don't know if it's scientifically accurate or if it's just that. One time in, like, seventh grade, I had a girlfriend who said that I look like Corey Feldman, and it was the greatest day of my life.
Oh, yeah. If I had to say you looked like anybody, I would say, like, you look like a cross between Chris Evans, Captain America, and Muhammad Ali.
Man, that's why you're my favorite Californian. You say nice things like that.
Thank you.
that's quite the ensemble of DNA structure there. Nice.
I don't look like anyone now. I just look like regular-ass Shelby Cobras.
I disagree. Mm-hmm. I think that you kind of look like two of my favorite actors. Like, you got, like, that Arnold body with the Denzel face that I really like.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Black head on a white body.
Yeah, you've got, like, some kind of disease.
My favorite line from Baby Got Back, by the way. Arnold face.
Black with head on a white-ass body.
Denzel face with an Arnold body.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I do live in Oakland, so I do actually have an Oakland booty.
Oh, yeah.
Like, specifically. But yeah, I think the person I most look like, it was like, what year did Terminator 2 come out? 1992, 1993?
Yeah,
one or two.
I looked exactly like Eddie Furlong. Same haircut, same face, same like Public Enemy t-shirt when that movie came out. So I got a lot of... I was going to say ridicule, but I'm going to call them accolades for looking like Eddie Furlong in Terminator 2, but that was like a time-specific thing. That was before my head turned black.
That was the good sweet spot to look like Eddie Furlong. Like, if somebody now is like, man, you look like Eddie Furlong, you should probably kill yourself because you look like you're about to die of drugs any day now. But if you look like Edward Furlong in like 92.
Then... Oh, 1992, I smashed so much puss that summer.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine. Yep.
All the 12-year-old girls were like, Eddie Furlong, Eddie Furlong. Yeah.
Gross.
What's the matter?
He was 12 at the time. He's allowed to smash 12-year-old puss.
Yeah. Well, keep saying that. We're going to have cops on this podcast on no time.
When you're 12, you're allowed to smash 12-year-old puss. There's no law against it. Stop kink shaming.
But we're adults talking about it.
Yeah, come on. Stop
kink shaming. The worst part.
You're being too heteronormative with your kink shaming, Mr. Frisbee. When you're 12, you're allowed to smash 12-year-old puss.
Oh, let's stop saying that phrase. Let's get on to the next party pooper.
Let me just say one last thing, and let me say, I really hope no one makes, I mean, heaven forbid somebody make a drop of me saying this, because it would be taken completely out of context, and it would just be a complete, like, you know, it would be completely out of context, and no one would understand, so I really hope no one makes a drop out of this when I say that there's nothing wrong with fucking 12-year-olds.
All right, well,
moving on.
It's a disaster. Parker, what's your most vile party pooper?
My most vile party pooper is whoever buys the donuts at my work on Casual Friday. Because, well, I guess in general they're a good person because they're buying the donuts. But but here's the deal. They're buying them. They get one of each. They go in. They go, can I get one of each kind of donut? And then they bring them back. And then all the ravenous people at my work go immediately for the glazed with chocolate or the glazed maple or like whatever the good ones are. And then by the time I get in at work, there's all these like horseshit plain donuts, plain with pink sprinkles. Here's one with like some kind of weird juice in the middle. Like all these gross ass donuts.
You don't like the orange juice filled donuts? That's my favorite.
No, I hate that kind.
It's called the California Gold.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
There's the kind with avocado in it because it's California. Everything's got fucking avocados. And it's like, you see, week after week, that everybody goes for the glazed chocolate first. Why not just buy 13 glazed chocolate?
Maybe you should stop coming in 2 hours late to work every day. And, well, never mind. Far be it from me to cast judgment.
Well, that is
a good
point.
Bringing these fucks in from, like, beginning of the day? Like, you're going in for what? Late shift, correct?
Yeah, I go to work at, like, 2 or so.
They should bring in, like, somebody from your team should bring in a new batch of donuts. It's the only different shift.
Well, that part of it, like, there used to be when I first started working there that would be a good solution to this problem is to just keep bringing in donuts because there were a lot of people working there. But because I work in a newspaper, everybody got fired. Now there's only like 6 people who work there. So when they bring in 13 donuts, the 6 people who work there go for the 6 best donuts, and then we throw away the other shitty donuts week after week that nobody wants. Nobody's ever going to eat. No one wants plain donut.
I'm going to break this down for you right now, Parker. Here is your solution to this situation. You buy a dozen donuts in the pink box. You take a Sharpie. You write on that motherfucker. You put it in the break room, but you write in Sharpie, Parker's donuts. Do not touch. And you just leave them out. And like, if you catch anybody eating your personal dozen donuts for that day at work, you punch them in the fucking face so that they know you're serious.
Man, I think that's a pretty good idea. Producer, what do you think about doing this?
Yeah, I keep snacks on my desk. What do you want? What do you want?
All right. See,
there you go.
He gets it, man.
He understands. Yeah. Yeah, that would probably work, I guess. I guess I could just spring for the 79 cents to buy a donut myself, but...
Nah, man, I think you should buy the whole dozen. I really like the idea of showing up at work with a dozen donuts that are like your personal donuts.
Like everybody else is eating these communal donuts, and then I come in with like the same exact donuts from like the same exact place and just eat them alone at my desk.
Yeah, yeah.
Just look everybody in the eyes as I chomp down all these donuts.
And a lone tear slips down your cheek.
I think that could work. That could be good.
I think it's a good idea.
I think I'm going to do it. That's a all good right. solution. Shelby Cobra's right. bringing solutions on the show.
You check back in with me and let me know how it goes.
I will.
Fantastic.
It's hard to fuck up a donut, but are the donuts good where you live, at least?
Yeah, the place that they get the donuts from, like, I mean, the shitty ones aren't good. Like, the one that's, like, real twisty. I don't even know what the fuck that is. A crawler? That's garbage.
I don't know.
I don't want
it
that.
It depends. Like, it's a circle, and it looks like it's twisted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think those are crawlers.
Yeah, well, they're twisted with a Z. So, they, like...
So, they it has a bunch of, like, goofy makeup on it.
Yeah.
They're hatchet fam.
Yeah, but I mean, like, other than that, like, they're fine donuts. Like, they're pretty, like, juicy. You know, they're soft. But I never got the good ones. They're all gone because they only buy 3 good ones. Anyway, so, Shelby Cobras.
Yeah.
Who is your most vile party pooper?
My most vile party pooper is whoever left gay porn in the back seat of my car in the last couple days. This happened this morning. I got into my car and I was like walking past my car and I looked into the back seat and there was all this like printed like advertisements for pornography, like most of it gay. I don't remember giving anyone a ride that was like, hey, here's some porn for your car. Like it just showed up in my car this morning. Like somebody broke into my car and left gay porn in my car.
I hate that shit.
It was like a reverse robbery. Like it was a donation or something. I'm used to getting my car broken into because I live in Oakland. Like that happens all the time. That's fine, whatever. But like it really fucked me up that somebody left porn in my car.
Do you think they were gratifying themselves in the backseat of your car?
Well, I didn't see any suspicious like stains or anything.
Not a good
probably.
Sign. If you haven't found it yet, you probably don't want to when you least expect it.
Yeah, there's probably a secret fucking treasure trove of it between the cushions or something. Fuck.
It's behind your sun visor. So when you
when I pull it down, it's just
down anymore.
Oh, it's just going to I'll open it up and it'll just splash into my eyes.
Probably.
That's like the worst way to get in a wreck on the freeway is because you have jizz in your eyes.
Very common. It's like
statistically,
third most occurrence.
Yeah, it's like checking your texts, putting on makeup, getting jizz in your eyes. Those are the three most common causes of car accidents.
Yeah, in the state of California.
Mm-hmm. If only Cancer Chew would get on this, maybe make some laws, fix some shit.
Come on, Cancer Man.
Cancer Dude.
He's fixing all the details, the deets.
I'm surprised that neither of you guys has called out my classic fucking diversion here that I just had gay porn in my car and I'm
I wasn't gonna
guy,
say anything.
Well, I wanted to hear all the facts
guy, like,
first.
Like, oh no, they left. It's like the gay dad in Brain Candy. Like, oh, yeah. all these gays.
Well, I wanted to hear you out. I wanted to hear all the sides. I wanted to
before
get all
the
information.
Accusation.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, before we start kink shaming or anything.
Yeah,
before,
right.
Like, and besides, you do you.
Direction. Thank you. Thank you.
Do you think that if a person broke into your car and it wasn't just you, do you think that they sexually identify as a Toyota Corolla?
I don't know. I have a Prius.
You got a Prius?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Well, I saw somebody joking about you having a Prius in Podcast Town, but I thought it was a joke.
That's a real ass thing, dude. I drive a fucking white Prius.
Are you like overly concerned about pollution?
No, I just got a good deal on it. I commute a lot.
I respect that.
I actually go, I like, on the weekends, I take, like, barrels full of oil and dump it into rivers for making up for, like, the good I'm doing for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I go out of my way to, like, pollute extra hard to make up for my Prius.
Yeah, his name around town is Juan Valdez Lermo.
Yep.
So, because of all the oil he pours into the ocean.
Juan Valdez is the coffee guy, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, I think it was the Valdez was the oil tanker.
Is it Valdez?
It was the Valdez, yeah. Juan Valdez is the coffee guy.
Yeah, well, also you pour a lot of coffee into the East Bay as well. So, I mean, you're pouring a lot of shit in there.
Yeah, also I sexually identify as Juan Valdez.
Maybe this person in the backseat of your car identifies sexually as a Prius that is into gay porn.
Well, I certainly hope so, because if somebody broke into my car to jerk off and that somebody sexually identified as a Toyota Corolla, that would make me heated, because Toyotas should not mix races. That's just wrong.
Oh.
That's,
Corollas
well?
Should not be having sexes with Priuses. Priuses should not be having sex with Toyota Corollas. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see legislation on the Senate floor reflecting those values.
Yeah, I don't want to sound racist or anything, but I do agree that those two kinds of cars should not be having sex.
No, they should not be allowed to have sex.
Yeah, legally from a federal level.
Yeah.
I don't want this just going to state legislation like a Canson Chew would have it. I want this from the top down.
Sure, sure. Anything else is fine. Dogs, fucking cats, you know, men fucking women if you're into that weird shit.
That's gross.
You know, fucking houseplants, fucking, you know, cartoon characters. That's all fine. I'm not trying to run anybody's life, but once you get those fucking Toyota Priuses and Corollas, whew, that gets me heated. Those are two races that should not mix.
Speaking of races that should not mix, cartoon character races that should not mix, I don't want to see any Captain America with Tony Stark fan fiction going around there anymore. Captain America would not be attracted to Tony Stark. They're too opposite.
He would you hear that, the internet?
You hear that? Guys out there making this weird stuff. If anything, I think maybe Captain America would definitely be sexually attracted to Wolverine. Let's see some more of that. Let's see some more pictures of that.
Yeah, DeviantArt. Get on that.
They were both in World War II. I think they could bond over it. Captain America's got nothing in common with Tony Stark.
Did you read that? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Did you read that series, Parker? It was old Logan and old Captain. Or weren't they together in some comics?
Yeah, there's like a whole run of comics where like they were like in World War II together. They kind of do that from time to time.
That's all I wanted to know. Sorry. What were you saying, Shelby?
I'm done.
So,
all right.
I'll actually, if you guys want to just continue with fucking comic book chat, I'll go ahead and hang up right now. You guys can just continue with that fucking cool guy stuff.
Speaking of cool guy stuff, you do a podcast about shitty death metal bands from Florida. Is that right?
That's true. That is very true.
Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. It's a new podcast I just started with my buddy Aesop. It's called Death Metal Dads. It's on the Illogical Contraption label. Illogical Contraption funds this podcast and puts out the physical copies of it.
Nice.
On cassette.
It's that Rolling Stone money coming in. You can put out more podcasts now.
Yeah, pretty soon John Taffer is going to come in and tell us how to improve all of our podcasts.
That would be a great idea for a podcast. If somebody just listened to other podcasts and told them how to improve them.
Yep. But we just started this new show. It's called Death Metal Dads. Aesop's a dad. I'm a dad. We both have teenage kids, and we both, like, total losers are, like, middle-aged dudes that still play in death metal bands for some reason. And that's kind of what it's about. It's kind of sad and depressing. We just did the first episode. We're going to do it once a month, and we're going to have different guests on every episode that are also parents and musicians in that order. And we'll be putting out the next one sometime in the middle of March. And you can find it where, I don't know, just fucking Google search it. I don't know how that shit works.
Wherever fine podcasts are sold.
Exactly.
Sure.
Sam Goody, Musicland, Tower
Virgin
Records.
Music, yeah.
Yeah.
All there.
You can get it on Laserdisc, cassette, Beta, Max.
Is this podcast on Laserdisc, please?
Yeah. The first half just repeats over and over. Until you flip it over.
Good. That's the way I want to listen to something.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
That's a thing we're doing now.
I listen to it. I like it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'll give you a good review on iTunes.
Aw, thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, as of right now, it's on like all the same feeds as Ilkhan Nights After Dark, Eric's illustrious show, because I didn't know how to put that shit on the internet, so I just gave it to him and he put it on his thing. But like, eventually we'll have our own feed for it and stuff. And I like it. You know what? Here's a funny story. My mom emailed me yesterday saying that she listened to it and she liked it a lot.
Well, there you go. Nice. Shelby's
mom
loves it.
Yeah. And I 100%. Had this. Yeah. She says she listened to the whole thing all the way through and she really liked it. And I giggled so hard imagining my mom like sitting at her desk at home listening to Morbid Angel. Like, mom, I really enjoy this.
Yeah, I like that a lot too.
Yep. And also at some point I think I'm gonna have my mom on the show too.
Death metal mom.
Yeah, it's time for her to break her silence, I think.
Yeah, there should definitely be more moms on podcasts.
Yeah.
Mother's Day is coming up. Everybody should get their mom on and get down to like the real truth of the matter with them.
Yeah. And we're not just doing dads on the show, we're doing moms. You know, fucking whatever across the spectrum. If you're, we're gonna have a lot of interesting guests coming up. We've lined up some really rad people that are gonna be very interesting to talk to. No spoilers.
Yeah. In terms of your title, the word dad is gender neutral, which I respect.
Anyone can be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone can sexually identify as a dad.
That's true. I sexually identify as a dad. Whenever I fuck, I like to read like an old newspaper and,
with a pipe.
Yeah,
you like to leave your socks on.
Yeah.
With some slippers.
I like to watch Boston Celtics games from 1978. It's pretty good. It's a good
that's sexually identifying as Al.
You do that too, yeah.
You're slightly confused on that one.
Yeah, I sexually identify as Al. I like to dance during sex.
Tell nonsensical jokes that you have to think about for like 30 minutes before you can figure out your train of thought.
Yeah.
That's my finishing move.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like to do during climax.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's all. That's all the show.
Hey, I think so. Yeah, thanks for being on, Shelby. And
thank you guys for being on my show. It's been a long time coming, and I'm glad Susan finally got that email through to your guys, and we made it happen.
Yeah, now that we have a producer, it's easy to book us on shows.
Thank you, producer.
Yeah, thanks, producer. Producer, is there anything that we should plug before we go?
Twitter.
Yeah, of course. Of course, we should talk about that. Follow me.
Yeah, everyone should go to Twitter.
I
didn't want to forget to plug that either. Don't forget to go to twitter.com and look at it.
Yeah. Think about creating an account for yourself.
Just look at it.
Well, however you want to do it. We're not here to kink shame you into joining Twitter.
Sure.
Go to poolpartyradio.com. Go to illogicalcontraption.com. Follow me at Final Parker. And follow Frisbee if you want, even though he's never on Twitter. You can follow Shelby Kolbas. Just type in Shelby Kolbas into the search bar.
Yep.
On your computer, just click the start button and then click run and then type in Shelby Kolbas.
No, don't forget to log on to AOL Online first.
Yeah,
it takes a while.
AOL keyword Shelby Kolbas.
Yeah, you can also find me on internet.com. If you go to internet.com, you click on the Shelby Kolbas tab.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll find all of my information there.
Hold on, I'm writing this down.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else is there? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/poolpartyradio. Find us in Podcast Town. That's the number one place to be cool friends. and things like that if you want to be cool friends. Email us, poolpartyradio@gmail.com. Send us pictures of your dogs or cats. We will review them, and then you can have bragging rights because, like, maybe some of your friends don't have five-star dogs. You can have a five-star dog unless your dog's ugly and sucks. So just send us all of that.
Send us what you got.
Mm-hmm.
And is there anything else that I missed, Mr. Frisbee?
Poolpartyradio.com. Did you mention that already?
I don't remember.
All our old episodes are there in case you have not said that already.
Cool. So listen to that.
I'm sorry. Before we go, I just want to say, like, you, both of you guys are my favorite podcaster.
Both of us together.
I've always felt that way. Yeah, you guys are both the only number one best podcaster, and I thank you for your time.
I appreciate you saying that. You are my number one favorite Californian.
Oh, thank you.
So that's it. So this is Parker for Shelby Kolbas and Jason Razorman Frisbee saying thanks for having fun.
All right.
Hey, enjoy yourself, everybody. We'll be right back.
We did it.
I can't believe how many names we got wrong. what was it? Lancer Chi and Juan Valdez. I could see in my head like Exxon Valdez.
Oh, yeah. It was the Exxon Valdez.
Valdez is, and again, like how it's pronounced too. Exxon Valdez. Yeah. I'm doing like the fucking commercial pronunciation.
Valdez nuts. Ah. Bang, count it. Quick, put that one on the show.